Poem. Look out, storms but cannot feel them, ice and water, winds full of sand, corridors of men, corridors of beasts, and shallow, shallow furl the flags of plenty. There is no path to envy from here, though still your lubricated lines snap back, crass and obvious. Eventually it will be undone. Think of us when your love is locked away past all escaping. This is what a hat means on you. It is our minute of music and software's need to fight again. Is it love to watch you fumble at the orders and cuts? Was the sky burning then? Does it matter? Now here, from where we drift into a pure and empty love, but only to return, hot-eyed, to our true place, seeing none of it. Again, then, I feel your words as charms, not designed, not taken, neither sorry nor content, but lifeless substance in the way you drop regrets like stones. Again, then, which counted lives shall count? Which beings would you fix under stars for some imperial rites, some worthy ruler? False dawn, false day, and no response. You run and we stand, you lie and we stand. For the first time you laid your hands flat upon it without thought. Still we stand. Sir, each report has its secret life. Questions and flesh tones develop sites for exposure, blocks of text, howls of lament. Instrumental breaks are the daylight species, all of succulent evidence eaten like a sharp apple. But let me draw attention to the mazy mysteries, the shape of conscience and arrest, the other story, parallel and commentary, a broken pale, real fear at gunpoint, a lame gait, the pulse of tragedy, and empty blinking at the light. It is before you, so it will be after. There was a thought which was a land, and a land which was a thought, a raw and time-encrusted place of tenuous soil called by names. Look at the names now, vowing that each one has won its hidden prize, and say, we are first alone, always first alone.